This week, young voters turned up at the polls. According to data from CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts, about 27% of Americans aged 18 to 29 turned out to vote, and that is the second highest rate in three decades. And the majority of those young people voted for Democrats, delivering critical wins for a party that had braced itself for tremendous losses. Let's bring in Rachel Gianfazza, a journalist covering Gen Z and its politics. She reported on this for Teen Vogue. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What can be said about this group of young voters, not just age range, but is there something that they have in common in terms of demographics or other similarities?
So I think overwhelmingly, this is an age cohort that has gone through a lot of crises over the course of their upbringing, whether it be, being born just before or just after 9/11, growing up with climate events like Hurricane Katrina and the financial crisis of 2008, and then the COVID-19 pandemic. I think there's just been a general sense of looking around and saying, okay, what's going on with the world around us and how can we make change? And so this is an age group that for the past three cycles now has really turned out in high numbers with the 2018 midterm elections, the 2020 presidential election, and now, as you mentioned, in this 2022 cycle, they are just really passionate about making change. And one way that they continue to do that is by voting.
So I wonder if there are key races where you feel as though the Gen Z vote really made the difference.
Yes. So what CIRCLE's data shows, these are early estimates, it could change. Gen Z and younger millennials, because it's 18 to 29-year-olds, helped swing critical races in Pennsylvania, in the governor's race there, in the Senate race there, in the Michigan governor's race, in the Wisconsin governor's race, and the Georgia Senate runoff race. And so what the early data is showing is that margin of victory and young people's support for Democrats really did help in those key races.
You know, the past stereotype of young voters of any generation has been that they're apathetic, that they don't care about politics, that they don't understand the connection between what happens in Washington, D.C. and what happens in their regular lives. I wonder if you think this generation, Gen Z, is different than that stereotype. Maybe the stereotype was never fair, but do you think that this generation is different?
I mean, I do think that young people do continue to buck that stereotype. One of the things that I would say is that it seems to really be about issue rather than party. It's not like these young Americans are necessarily always so gung-ho about the candidate that they're supporting. Sometimes it's just they feel it's a lesser of two evils. And what I heard from young organizers who were on the ground over the past many months and weeks was that it was less about this sort of feeling of, okay, this candidate, this person is going to be, you know, the silver bullet that will be able to solve all of our problems, but more that they feared what the alternative was if they didn't vote. I think with issues such as reproductive rights, the climate, gun violence, prevention, and school safety, really all of these basic rights that young people feel are at stake were issues that Democrats were prioritizing and Republicans were taking alternative stances on. And so, I was at the polls in Philadelphia on Tuesday, and one thing that I consistently heard from young voters as they exited was either that they had voted because they believed they needed to fight for abortion rights and reproductive rights, or they voted because they wanted to combat extremism in their state.
Speaking of the Republicans, Caroline Leavitt, a 25-year-old Republican, tweeted this yesterday. She said, "Tuesday was the first major test on Gen Z's electoral impact, and Republicans failed miserably. Gen Z is growing daily and moving further left. This will continue to be a colossal challenge for our party." Would you agree with that?
Yes, and this is something I've heard from young Republicans, too, over the past, couple of years, is that if the party is going to continue to not prioritize the issues that matter most to young people, such as how to afford college or protecting the climate or protecting bodily autonomy and women's rights, You know, young people just don't feel like they have a home there. And with regard to young conservatives in particular, you know, there was this group, College Republicans for Biden, that formed in the 2020 election that rallied young conservative voters who, you know, maybe believed in the need for limited government or fiscal conservatism, but also disagreed with the majority of former President Trump's viewpoints. They already in that election were moving, you know, to support a Democratic candidate, even though they did not identify as Democrats. So I think this is a trend we've been seeing for a while, and I think it was made more clear, and that these early numbers are stark, showing that young people really are finding themselves better identifying with Democrats.
That is Rachel Gianfaza, a journalist covering Gen Z and its politics. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.